welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History Through the Files of the Bunyip. And I'm here down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre, underneath the Gawler Civic Centre, with Kay.
Hello. Hi, Kay. Hello, Jeanette.
And we're looking at Wednesday, the 2nd of April.
So the 2nd of April, that's right, today's the 3rd.
Yes.
Yes.
Tomorrow's the 4th.
Yeah, well usually.
It does go like that, doesn't it?
Oh, it is a bit like that, yes. Yeah.
And Sunday is the end of daylight savings, so it's like the end of summer.
Well, yes, the weather's telling me so, and my tiredness is telling me it's time to get back to normal time. Yes. So,
I'm looking at the garden and going, I'm going to go and spend some money and do some. I've got all these plants I've bought sitting in pots that I have to plant out. So, really happy it's cooling down. And
yeah,
I'm looking forward to getting
if it cools
into
down
it.
Too quickly without rain, though, and the soil gets too cold for things to germinate. Mm.
Yes. But. Well, hopefully we'll get rain in the next day. Hopefully it's. It's interesting going back through old bunyips from World War One, and it was in one of them, April, I talk about, oh, it's raining. So I was like, let history repeat itself, please.
Oh, yes. It's usually Anzac Day.
Yes.
Around.
Yeah. The weather breaks. So.
Yeah.
So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, Sunday school picnics. The Wesleyan picnic was held on Easter Monday near Roseworthy, and if numbers constitute success, the Wesleyans may be complimented upon their festival. There could not have been far short of 1,500 persons present, but owing to the nature of the ground, it was impossible to form any perfectly accurate estimate of the number. And of course, that was such a big thing, the Sunday school picnic, right up, I think, to about the 1930s or 40s. They were a highlight of the year.
Yeah, they were.
Children.
But I think then church started to lose it. So during the war, I think World War Two made such a huge difference to a lot of a lot of the way we lived.
During World War One, I know in England, I don't know if it's the same in Australia, they, because of food shortages, they said no Sunday school picnics, and there were complaints in the Times about cutting out the Sunday school picnic because for some children that was really was the highlight
that was lunch.
Of the year.
Oh, the year,
big meal.
Yeah.
It was the one time they really got to eat lavishly.
Festive.
Yes.
Right. 100 years ago, wind in a frolic.
Oh.
On Wednesday evening, Gawler was swept by an eastern wind that fulfilled Poe's definition. The wind one morning sprang up from sleep. Now for a frolic. Not for a leap. It says froly.
I think it's
now for a frolic, not for a leap. Now for a madcap galloping chase. I'll make a commotion in every place. Clouds of dust accompanied the wind, and housewives found their houses and furniture coated with the film. Anything movable, such as buckets, etc., went swirling along before the breeze, which at times got up to the velocity of 60 miles per hour. Sounds like a gully wind.
Mm.
They were complaining about a gully wind a few days ago in Adelaide, and it was so windy, and it was like, oh, yeah, that's a good old gully wind. They always come in autumn.
Sounds like it was pretty clouds of dust, so dust storm. We it's that time.
Well, it is dust everywhere.
So, 50 years ago, major SA firm plans 400 homes at Gawler. Higginbotham Homes, Pty Limited, is seeking land near Gawler suitable for subdivision into about 400 residential building blocks. The company, the largest South Australian home builder, hopes to employ local tradesmen in the huge project.
And they're still going.
Yeah, they're still building houses in the Higginbotham home.
Yes, still getting. In fact, Ruth Higginbotham, now Vagnarelli, her mother-in-law was my English teacher at high school.
Right.
And she actually had a really big influence on me as a writer. She was one of the few teachers, and especially English teachers, that was really encouraging. And I sent her a card a couple of years ago, because she's in her late 90s, just to say, you know, what a great teacher she was. Oh, so, Ruth and I often chat when I'd see her at council functions in Two Worlds. So they have actually got a very strong community conscience, do a lot. But anyway, they get a lot of criticism too. 25 years ago, 18 candidates for Gawler elections. 18 candidates will contest 10 councillor positions for Gawler Council at the May local government elections. And as announced previously, current Mayor Bruce Eastick will be challenged by Deputy Mayor Tony Piccolo for the council's top spot. It was in 2000, 25 years ago. I don't remember who won. I think Tony won.
Yes, I think Tony won. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I don't remember who was on. I think that would have been the year that Judy Ferguson got on council. I don't remember who else. Because yeah. I think that was probably the first year I ever voted on a local council election. Because when I first moved here, I didn't know anyone. I didn't know any of the councillors.
No.
And I thought, I'm not going to vote because I don't have enough information to vote on. I'd just be like picking names out of a lottery. So I didn't vote for the first few years because, and it was only about 25 years ago that I would have known enough about who was who to know, to make an informed decision.
Yeah, no, to be, that's
yeah,
fair.
Feel that I could vote fairly. So, 10 years ago, Malala Hospital closes. Nurse Anne-Marie Earle will always remember her first job at the Malala Community Hospital. I was 13 or 14 and came here as a work placement girl, and my first job here was to clean somebody's teeth, she recalled. They said, if you can clean someone's teeth, you can be a nurse. 6 years later, Mrs. Earle started her first job as a nurse at the hospital's acute facility. She remembers that in the 1980s, the hospital was a hive of activity, the labour ward, nursery and operating at Tray building with staff and patients at Tray, A-T-R-E. It just reminds me of a story my uncle once told. My cousin was working in a local hospital, rural hospital, and one of the there was a new nurse on and thought, oh, I'm going to save time. Instead of going to each patient and getting their false teeth and cleaning them and giving them back, I'm just going to collect them all.
Oh, no! And then couldn't work out who was who. Is that all? That's it.
That is it for this week.
Oh, well, it was a shame when, I remember when it closed down because the last few years some really ordinary decisions were made, and the second last board members basically resigned almost en masse because they had just mismanaged it. And a really good friend of mine from Malala, who's very good with finance and got a smart brain on her, and she said, look, I'll volunteer and I'll be the chairperson. And then a few others stepped up with her. And they got the blame for shutting it down when there was no option.
Yeah.
And finally, they had to sell it at a fire sale price. And the nursing home people that bought it just stripped out all of the bed numbers and gave them to their other nursing homes that they own. And so they lost their nursing home beds, like the number of beds they were allowed to have, and that just screwed them over totally. That just it was the end of it. It's now used as accommodation though for people from Vanuatu that come in and work at the tomato farm. And of course, when that was shut down due to the rugosa bacteria that got into the tomatoes earlier this year, so that decimated them.
Oh, is that why there hasn't been as many Vanuatans?
Yeah, because they haven't been able to work, and so they had.
And with the earthquake, they really need the money.
So there was a lot of very consequential to that happening. It was very sad. It was a really sad day because it was a great little hospital. But that seems to be the way with a lot of hospitals, little country hospitals. They just get shut down. It's not because they're not delivering a good service. It's because they're just
funding and money.
Money just seems to be concentrated in the major centres, not the little ones.
Yeah.
And yet they perform a really great service for your little local community. So, anyway. Okay, that's it for this week, Jeanette.
Until next week, Kate.
Until then. For old life's song.